back on Downtown. Trans-Siberian Orchestra has been making music for almost 25 years now. They've sold more than 10 million albums and more than 10 million concert tickets as well. They've got a brand new show that becomes available on Friday called Christmas Eve and Other Stories Live in Concert. And Carrie had a chance to talk earlier today with music director, lead guitarist, and founding member Al Petrelli.
Al, thanks for taking some time to chat with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, brother. Thanks for having me. How are you doing? How's everybody at home?
Things are doing as well as can be in these odd times. How is life for you right now?
First time ever we're all in the same boat, and I don't like the boat at all.
That has led to something interesting, though, because for the first time in more than two decades, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is unable to tour this year. So instead, you're doing a first-ever live stream performance this Friday, December 18th. When did it become obvious to the group that the tour wasn't going to be able to happen this year, and how quickly did the transition to doing a live stream version, that idea, how quickly did that take hold?
Well, I think it became obvious that something was really wrong when I was down in the studio in Tampa. We were working on a new TSO record, and one of the singers, you better put on the news, like something really is wrong, you know. And we all kind of started paying attention to it. And our management called up and said, you know what, you guys better like just close up shop for a little while. Everybody just go home for a couple weeks until this thing kind of subsides. Well, as we all know right now, nothing ever subsided, you know. And we had our eyes closed on everything. And we had until about August to figure it out. But, I mean, never in a million years that I think you and I would be having this conversation. We've never canceled the tour.
Right.
Excuse me. We've never canceled the show.
So the idea for the live stream developed later on after August?
Yeah. I'm pretty positive that the O'Neill family and our managers were probably thinking about it. But, you know, I really, to be honest with you, I don't really know what a live stream was. I mean, that's something brand new to me. I don't pay attention to technology. I'm kind of really old, you know. And so not too long after they called over the initial heartbreak. You know, it's like we've been doing the same thing. This would have been our 22nd year of touring.
Right.
Mission for a lot of people in a lot of places, starting with myself and my family, you know. But, you know, you adapt your overcomers, you figure out a way to do the impossible. And they said, we're going to live stream this. I was like, look, fine, just tell me where to plug in. I'll run the band. I'll make sure the band crushes and just tell me how this is going to work. So that's what we decided to do. So Friday night, you know, coming up real quick. 8 p.m. East Coast time, you know, for the first time ever, we're going to present Christmas Eve and Other Stories, which is a very familiar tradition for so many people in a very unfamiliar, non-traditional way. We're going to bring it to your living rooms.
Well, yeah, it is very non-traditional for you guys. It also offered an opportunity, because this is going to be the first time that the two touring groups have performed together as a single ensemble in quite a while. What challenges and opportunities does something like that pose for you as the musical director?
Well, the opportunity part of it, I love. It puts, you know, four of us back together on the same stage for the first time since 99, the first time we ever toured. We haven't played this material together since then, so that's exciting, you know. I mean, and from the band chemistry side of it, it's just awesome, you know. From the challenging side of it, COVID compliance officers everywhere. We have to be tested every 2 days. We have to stay away from each other. You know, it's not the normal camaraderie that you would associate with, you know, being in close proximity with each other. But I'll take it, you know. You know, put that Les Paul around my neck, and okay, now this is familiar to me. But at the end of the day, dude, I always try to say the same thing. You know, my headaches pale in comparison compared to what's going on in the world. I mean, as of yesterday, I think 300,000 people have lost their lives. I mean, the hardships are just incredible. So I'm not going to complain about I got to wear a mask and have the Lysol chairs. I just want to be able to do my job and bring some sense of tradition back to so many families who have helped put us on the map for so many decades.
Well, and you just mentioned something I wanted to wanted to ask you. How meaningful is it to you that the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and their performances and both the albums and the live performances have become such an important part of so many people's holiday traditions?
It's the most amazing thing ever, because as a musician, I've always wanted to make great music and be part of something special. Going back to, you know, 95, 96, 97, when we first started recording the first few records, I was like, this stuff's awesome, you know. I was proud of that, and that would have been it. I would have been okay with that, to be part of something good. the fact that you and I are having this conversation, you know, 25 years later, and so many people have embraced it and adopted it as part of their holiday tradition, it's one of the greatest honors of my life. Certainly the greatest honor of my career. And it's something we take really seriously.
And anybody that knows Trans-Siberian Orchestra knows that the planning for the staging of one of your shows starts, you know, a year or more out before the actual tour starts. So was there a, what was the process like to adjust that planning, that staging, for what is now a live stream performance?
To be honest with you, you have the greatest department heads in the world, the most amazing crew ever. So when the task at hand was presented, you know, they didn't even blink. They do, you know, it's the same crew that you got to understand when they turned around a bunch of years ago and said, hey, we're going to start doing matinee shows at 3 in the afternoon. I'm like, how are we going to do that? They're like, don't worry about it. You just play. Let the crew figure it out. And, you know, and 22 tractor trailers would load in 6 hours early, and we've never missed a downbeat. So I know that we have all the bells and whistles and the special effects and all that stuff is intact. You know, the biggest thing is that instead of 14,000 of my closest friends in an arena, I got 14 HD cameras about a foot away from everybody's face.
Mm.
That's going to be a little interesting, but, you know, I'll take it.
As the musical director of Trans-Siberian, a part of your responsibilities include auditioning new members for the group from time to time. Given that those people are, you know, have gotten to the stage of auditioning, they have the musical skills just to get to that stage. What's the next biggest factor for you to determine if somebody is ready to be part of the group?
I'm a big stickler when it comes to decorum and etiquette manners.
Mm.
Okay, as silly as that may sound for, you know, somebody who's in a rock and roll band, you know, this is such an important entity to so many people, and there's so many generations of folks that come to see us that, you know, the normal, let's say, traditional behaviors,
yeah,
not going to fly, dude. You know, I'm almost 60 years old. You know, I got two-year-old children in the audience. I got 82-year-old grandparents in the audience. So anyway, to make a long story short, yeah, you got to be able to play on a massive level, and you have to play under all sorts of, you know, kind of squirrely circumstances. But at the end of the day, you just got to be a good person, you know, and understand what this is. You know, if you're out there to showboat and you know, be a rock star, you're in the wrong band. And I could tell when somebody walks into a room with, you know, how they hold their instrument over their shoulder before they unpack it, if you're going to work or not, just by your demeanor and your body language.
Again, the live stream performance of Christmas Eve and Other Stories is happening this Friday, December 18th. You can find out all the information about watching it on the website, transsiberian.com. Al, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, my brother, stay safe. And listen, hopefully we'll see you next year, and thank you for everything all these years.
That was great. Carrie, I caught up with Al Petrelli from Trans-Siberian Orchestra earlier today. And again, that special coming up on Friday.